everyone. Welcome to Here's What I'm Saying podcast, segment 11, coming from School of First Thought, How It Works, Our Thinking Body. Our thinking body. Do you know that we have a thinking body? Our entire body is made up of trillions and trillions of cells. Our cells are constantly generating and regenerating, meaning old cells die and new cells are born, all by themselves. Our new cells are listening in on our old repetitive thoughts, recreating the same conditions such as diseases and disorders. We rebuild our new cells out of our old repetitive thoughts. We naturally have a completely new body in less than a year, based on research. We naturally have an internal pharmacy to help us heal the body. Our cells are intelligent. We can tell our cells what to do by thinking it into our life. This is where we must begin creating new life scripts. Our cells are eavesdropping on our thoughts. So be careful what you think. This is where our disorders and diseases originate and then fester. Our thoughts send our cells into action, naturally producing chemicals, allowing us to experience what we are thinking and feeling. What we think we must become. This is the universal law of nature at work. Repetitive thoughts are only useful when trying to create something in the physical world based on your desires. Once created, meaning seen in the physical world, you must move on to the next thought, the next creation. Once you have a thought, it is considered dead images, no longer alive unless you keep them alive by repetitively thinking about it. The more you think about that repetitive thought, the more life you give to that dead thought or image. This is why you are stuck in the same situation. You must write a script and continuously play it out in your own mind until you are able to see the changes in the physical world. What does this mean? This means we have the power to changing our life circumstances. We have the power to create a happier, healthier, and wealthier life. We are in control of our thoughts. Here's what we must know. Our thoughts are patterns of information and energy. We can change our thoughts by introducing different patterns of information and energy. Different thoughts. We must form a thought of what we desire within our mind first, before we can see it in the physical world. We are co-creating with the laws of nature, such as law of cause and effect, law of attraction, law of projection, meaning thoughts, feelings, and impulses, law of mental equivalent. What you think and know about your power is the level you will live your power. Law of reflection, the mirror effect. Whatever you are looking at will become the image in your head. And then you must experience these images. Be careful what you are focused on. We have unlimited power at our disposal because of our cells' intelligence. The four forces of nature, the four elements of nature, and the four biological rhythms can be found within and beyond our cells at the subatomic level. Note, this is why all the superheroes are able to access and use their power for good or bad. Power is in us. It is really in us. So, the four forces of nature, the gravitational field, the electromagnetic field, the strong interaction field, and the weak interaction field. These forces of nature are within us, which give us the power. We are the magnetic force within the world that we live in. We attract what we want. We can demonstrate, do anything we desire to do. It is on us. Now, I must ask you, go and write a new life script.